Broad steams in again to Faulkner, who is smashing him just over short mid-wicket. Well, they'll get one and they'll come back for two. So the bonus points secured. And Australia win by 3 wickets with 61 balls to spare. 7 for 235 in response to England, all out for 234. And draw first blood in the tri-series this summer.
Well, that was an eventful last probably 15, 20 minutes there. And Australia bringing home this first game. They continued their good form against England, as they did last summer in the Ashes. And I think that's another big statement. Davey Warner, another statement there, has come out, batted incredibly well. And Australia, even though they won by 3 wickets, seemed a little bit closer than it was. I think they dominated.
Yeah, and we saw a great start from Mitchell Starc. I thought Cummins bowled well at the other end as well. To have England real trouble. Brilliant knock from Morgan. Yep. The English captain looks like he's in for a big World Cup. But with the bat, you see handy contributions all the way. Namely Smith with his 37. But Dave Warner, tell you what, he is building to be the batsman of the series in the World Cup. He's going to rip it open, opening up. He can defend at the start. If Finch gets off to a flyer, he can get off to a flyer himself. But even just right at the end there, Glenn, he is such a fit athlete in that his ability to run between the wickets is underrated as well. He picks up a lot more extra twos than most batsmen. Even if he can't get there, he's in and out, he's pressuring the fieldsman, and his stroke play tonight was breathtaking.
No, that it was. And yes, he is fit, and you know, he loves it out there. He always had excess energy when I played alongside him at the Delhi Daredevils in the IPL. So he's class player. He knows his game well. He's in form. Steve Smith, another guy who's been in incredible form. It's this one-day campaign leading into the World Cup is looking pretty good for the Aussies.
Yeah, and I think they'll play on, it wasn't a bad pitch at all, but it was a testing pitch where the ball didn't come onto the bat. There wasn't a lot of movement for the quicks after the Australians' first 4 or 5 overs there. So the incoming batsmen found it really hard, wasn't it? It was a real battle to get your innings going. So both teams, you needed probably one player to go on and get a big one, which they did. But unfortunately for England, they didn't have as many contributors as Australia there. I think we'll see some better pitches through this series and bigger scores. So a better opportunity for the other batsmen to score some runs.
Yeah, and I think the crowd was entertained there. They saw a good game tonight. They saw it finish well, finish strong. I think they'll go home feeling pretty good.
Well, that's why I'm a fan of the bonus point, actually, because seeing if they have 50 overs, well, you just bat it out and play the percentages. But to give that incentive of a bonus point to win at 10 overs early, well, you're exactly right. It did thrill the crowd. It also pressurises the batsmen for situations down the track where they might need 10 or 15 off the over, yeah, and they've already experienced it in a one-day game, you know, a few games before. So, no, that was fantastic. And, Haddon and Faulkner at the end just coming out and showing they can hit boundaries from ball one.